Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Biden White House is pursuing a recovery package to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure, tied in with greener initiatives, research and development, as well as jobs. Ahead of an infrastructure meeting with a bipartisan group of senators today, Biden noted that he had a two-hour phone call last night with Chinese President Xi Jinping, noting China's investing billions on infrastructure, the environment, and many other things.
We don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch. They have a major new initiatives on rail, and they already have rail that goes 225 miles an hour with ease. They're working very hard to do what I think we're going to have to do.
But Biden's top priority remains coronavirus relief. Congress is still working out the details of a $1.9 trillion package. Millions of people are at risk of losing pandemic-related protections next month. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues today. House managers offering more evidence of harm and damage stemming from last month's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Here's Congresswoman Diane DeGette.
Their own statements before, during, and after the attack make clear the attack was done for Donald Trump, at his instructions, and to fulfill his wishes.
DeGette referencing the insurrectionists on January 6th. One of Trump's lawyers says his team's been told by House managers that they'll wrap up by 6 p.m. However, it's unclear if the defense will begin today. Well, about 4 in 10 Republicans say violent actions may be necessary in America if political leaders are not protecting the country. NPR's Tom Gelton reports that's the finding in a new survey from the American Enterprise Institute.
The AEI survey was completed in late January after the assault on the U.S. Capitol. The results present a stark picture of political division with a high level of anger among Republicans in particular. 8 in 10 said the political system is stacked against conservatives. 4 in 10 agreed that if elected leaders won't protect America, quote, the people must do it themselves, even if it requires taking violent action. Daniel Cox is the survey director.
I think anytime you have a significant number of the public saying that use of force can be justified in our political system, that's pretty scary.
One indication of how political extremism seems to have gotten a foothold in America. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 145 points, nearly 0.5% since the open at 31,292. The Nasdaq has fallen 3 points and the S&P 500 is down 9 points. You're listening to NPR News. The United Nations counterterrorism chief has urged countries around the world to repatriate tens of thousands of foreign women and children who remain held in detention camps in Syria and Iraq. We have developments from NPR's Ruth Sherlock.
Vladimir Voronkov told the UN Security Council that 2 years after the extremist group ISIS was forced from its strongholds in Iraq and in Syria, some 27,500 foreign children are still held in squalid camps in northeast Syria. Mostly the children of ISIS members, they come from some 60 different countries. The vast majority of the children are under the age of 12. But still, many countries, including Europe and Canada, have refused to bring them home. UN counter-terror chief Voronkov says the risks grow more serious with this neglect. The camps where these children are held are also home to pro-ISIS hardliners, and Voronkov warns they're becoming spaces for radicalization. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.
Icy conditions cause a series of vehicle collisions in Texas on Interstate 35 this morning. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported roughly 30 people had to be taken to area hospitals. Ice storm warnings are in effect from Arkansas to Kentucky. The Diocese of Winona-Rochester has become the last Catholic diocese in Minnesota to settle clergy sexual abuse claims in response to a 2013 law temporarily extending the statute of limitations on such cases. It has reached a $21.5 million settlement with 145 individuals. This is NPR News.